The opiate crisis in Massachusetts continues to worsen, and it's hitting men especially hard. Over the first 9 months of 2015, three-quarters of the overdose deaths in the state were men. That's according to the latest quarterly snapshot from the Department of Public Health that came out today. It shows that in 2014, there were at least some 1,100 overdose deaths. That's an increase of 21% over the year before and a 65% increase from the year before that. WBUR's Martha Biebinger looks at where this epidemic is headed, when it might peak, and what might make a difference.
As deaths from heroin and other opioids continue to rise, many people wonder, when will this end, or at least plateau and begin to decline? The state isn't making a public prediction. In fact, I could only find one published forecast.
The epidemic would peak around 2017. So before then, we would experience a continuing rise.
That's Gowao Li, a professor of epidemiology at Columbia University. Some epidemiologists question Li's forecast because it's based on what happens with an infectious disease epidemic like smallpox or HIV. A heroin overdose is not contagious. There's no buzzing mosquito that carries the disease. But there is this theory called social contagion, which Dr. Li says applies to the opioid epidemic. Li argues that heroin and opioid use spreads through a series of social interactions that lead to an overdose death, like the exchange between a heroin user and their dealer.
They make the drug available in the vulnerable population.
Doctors have also come under fire for helping spread the epidemic by prescribing too many opioids. And so far, most of the effort to stop the spread has been focused on physicians. Dr. Scott Weiner works in the emergency room at Brigham and Women's Hospital and studies physician prescribing patterns.
Our prescribing has flattened out, but yet the opioid overdoses increased mainly because of heroin.
Weiner says easy access to heroin on the streets is now the big problem fueling the epidemic. Weiner mentions a patient he revived recently after an overdose.
I asked her, and I said, how easy is it to get heroin? And she said, it's ridiculously easy. She said, I just call the dealer, he comes to my house, and he delivers it within an hour.
Even delivered, heroin is pretty cheap. Weiner mentions surveys that compare a low dose of heroin to the price of a pack of cigarettes. Based on what he sees in the emergency room, Weiner predicts the epidemic won't peak for several more years. And that's if public health and law enforcement can slow the supply of heroin and other opioids, which could be seen as the germs in this epidemic. Dr. Sandra Galea, an epidemiologist and dean at Boston University School of Public Health, agrees supply is the big open question.
Have we seen the worst of this epidemic? Are we now going to be getting better and seeing fewer people dying from this? And a lot of that is going to depend on availability through both legal means and illegal means. And that's very hard to tell.
The illegal supply is thriving. A recent bust in Tewksbury took 30 kilograms of suspected fentanyl, another opioid considered 100 times more powerful than heroin, out of the disease pipeline. Suffolk County Sheriff Stephen Tompkins says so far the dealers are winning.
The abundance of this type of drug on the street is incredible, outrageous.
Sheriff Tompkins says dealers are even giving away free samples.
When drug dealers can actually give it away, it's very scary. But they know that, particularly if folk get addicted to it, that they've got a new client now, they've got a new customer. And so they're going to make that money back a hundredfold.
Tompkins says the focus must be in homes and schools, talking to teenagers.
We have to be very vigilant every day with telling people just how bad this stuff is, particularly with our kids.
Thinking of drug deaths as an epidemic, public health workers and police are also looking at who is responding, when, and where. Public bathrooms, for example. The Boston Public Health Commission is warning restaurants and public building managers to monitor restrooms and help avoid overdose deaths. Some police and EMTs are mapping so-called hotspots, places where they are frequently called to respond to an overdose. There's a continued push to distribute naloxone, which reverses some but not all opioid overdoses. Dean Galea, who has studied substance use around the world, says Massachusetts is doing a broad range of smart things.
The fundamental question is whether what Massachusetts is doing is enough at this moment in time, or whether it needs to do more.
That will depend on many things. Education, efforts to stop the supply, easier access to treatment, and continued monitoring to understand what's happening with this epidemic. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.